knew Frank Stallone was going to set the tone for this segment. Frank Stallone.
For sure, because...
This is workout music,
your
man.
Workout. Always been motivated. I'm telling you, he's lost weight.
So
I know I haven't, because you wouldn't have gone through this garbage if I did. Like you.
No, we made the commitment 2 weeks ago, man. You came in here unprovoked, and you said, you're back in the gym, you got a trainer.
Yeah.
And your weight was what 2 weeks ago?
267.
267. So that is the barometer. All right?
Yeah.
Hopefully we're doing some limbo, not some high jump.
I think we're going under. I believe that.
You think we're going to limbo dance in here?
I've watched
it. What does that mean?
Well, you go under the bar as opposed to over the bar.
If it's over, I probably will fire my trainer.
You're not doing the high jump. That's the thing. The trainer...
He's got stake in this too
because he's working out with me and giving me the workouts for my off days, and he's really good.
Right.
But he can't control what you eat.
That's the problem. And that's what used to get me. When I used to work out with the boys for Tough Mudder, I'd go in there and put in an hour just crushing the gym, and then I'd go home 2 pounds of wings that night, and they'd be like, you're not going to lose weight.
Yeah.
So anyway. I had to recuse myself from this because I know the number. I got the text this morning. It was a highlight of my career.
Yeah. That's a positive text.
It is. We're going to do the whole drum roll and everything.
So how do you want to... What are you doing? Where are we laying it out here?
Well, we're going to put up the first number first because we know what that's going to be. It's going to be a 2.
Right.
Then the third number. And then we will slowly but surely bring out the second number.
Okay.
Which could be a 4,
God,
a 5,
shut up. Come on.
A 6, maybe a 7.
I'm telling you, what did I say? 259.2.
You've got
259. You already established that there was a 0.2, correct?
Amy, right. I couldn't have lost 7 pounds in 10 days. Like,
yes, you can.
No.
Yes, you can if you're committed to it.
Yeah, you could. Eight pounds in 2 weeks, no problem. No problem.
You
I
already
think so.
Said 0.2. There's people that were writing in like 0.6, like they weren't listening.
Right. Well, now you better be listening. You better be paying attention. We're on TSN 1050, up on TSN 4. This is a big moment.
It is.
Let's hit the drum roll, even though there's not much suspense for the first number. Drum roll, please. And up comes the 2. There is the 2.
There
the 2
is
officially up. Can you turn that for us and make sure that everyone can see? Officially a number 2. We are good. Okay, so that is the first number. This will be the third number. All right, so make no mistake. This is the third number that is coming out.
Come on.
Drum roll, please. It is a 3. So
263. I already know it.
Is a 5 coming up? A 6?
Or
a 7? Did you put on 7, take off 4, or take off 14? What do you think?
I lost 3. I don't think I could have put on
4.
7.
Weren't you 267?
Yeah, you may have lost either 4 pounds, 14 pounds, it could be a 5.
Yeah.
Or put on 7 if a 7's coming up.
Let's see how it goes.
Drum roll, please. We're losing weight. 263. We're moving in the right direction.
Bring in that pizza.
Get the Domino's over here.
We are making
having
a move.
The time of his
that
life.
Trainer is a genius,
he's
and he knows what's
hired.
Up. We are slimming down. We're moving in the right direction. We're doing the limbo.
I'll take that for 10
Absolutely.
Days.
Absolutely.
I'll
10
take
days?
It.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
You do
pounds.
That every 10 days, man. By Christmas, you're going to be...
You're not a pig anymore by Christmas.
You're going to be feeling it.
That's pretty good. You've been disciplined.
We're doing this every 2 weeks?
Every 2 weeks.
You lost weight the right way, too. You didn't just have a big moose and take some diuretics.
Right. There's like no sauna involved. You weren't, cutting weight for us. I don't think.
Do you think I would go through that? It's bad enough doing what I'm doing.
Well, let me ask you, the first time you weighed in, were you fully clothed? And were you fully clothed again this morning, or did you...
I just took my sweatshirt off this morning.
Okay.
T-shirt, shorts, and, like, socks.
So about the same as last time.
Yeah.
Everything's on the up and up.
So it was high quality, like I...
There you go.
Consistency.
263.2. Moving and shaking southbound. You're going in the right direction, and
My goal the next time is to have a 5 as the second number.
Okay.
Yep, you will. You'll be two. Next time will be my 259.
Yeah.
Well, maybe next time we have, like, the 2 will come up first. Maybe we bring out the second number.
Do we do this again? Third reveal.
Yeah.
Because there may be, you know, there's got to be some discipline involved here. If you have a big weekend at the Thanksgiving table.
You want to do a Monday weigh-in?
No.
Oh, come on.
Where do you think you'll be on Monday?
275.
I'll bet you I put on 10 pounds this weekend.
Really?
I'll bet you I will. I love Thanksgiving.
You just eat more or just like...
Well, I got two things lined up. Like, I'm going to my father-in-law's tomorrow. That's going to be just debauchery. And then Sunday, I'm at my parents'. The Monday rollover, you know what's going to be happening on Monday.
I don't think there was anything better than when you were a kid getting the turkey sandwiches for lunch for like 2 or 3 days.
The best.
Yeah. The best.
Yeah, the best.
That's why I like the cold turkey sandwiches.
Yeah,
maybe
gravy.
Cheese,
gotta have some gravy.
Well, how do you warm the gravy up? What are you, at school with the microwave?
Or? That's true. I guess that, you can't really do that. It's like caked in.
Yeah, you're right. It's like thicker.
Yeah, but... Yeah, man, there's a lot of people showing you a lot of support.
I think so, too. There's some people very excited about it.
I appreciate it. We're making moves.
Yeah, Brent tweeting in saying, my man, O-Dog, moving in the right direction. What a champ.
Sean wrote in and said, close to the segment, you could hear the Halloween music coming. what is that, Michael Myers
there
music?
Was some like, Michael Myers.
There was like...
Before that 6 came up,
I was nervous. I'm not gonna lie.
This is what you were hearing in your cranium,
and that's what I heard this morning when I said, "Let's do this." Louder though, play it louder. That's what was in my head. And I just visioned him with a mask on.
This was playing on a loop.
That's what his trainer was wearing. Was the Michael
he was probably
mask.
Hearing it too.
Yeah, it's like 3 weeks. 3 weeks in, I gotta.
For all I know, he could have lied.
Well, to save his own bacon, basically.
It could have been 270.
72.
Like, I'll show you the text. He sent me that number. So that's what I got. But, yeah, he's
what
the only one that looked
news?
At it. What if it's fake news?
You know what you need is a witness. Somebody who has no skin in the game.
I'll get him to videotape it next time.
Yeah. Jimmy tweeting and saying, great job, Jeff. Honestly, I had a little cry there. I'm getting emotional. Do your thing this weekend, but within reason.
Yeah.
There you go.
Good job, Jimmy. Thank you.
A lot of support online. So you're moving in the right direction. We got to bring that bit back, too, as we get closer to Halloween.
Yes.
The Michael Myers
theme. Like, who's hearing the music?
Yeah.
Now,
Babs is hearing it when it pucks in his own end.